It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. This month marks the 70th anniversary of the arrival of the Kastner train in Switzerland. During the Holocaust, Rudolf Kastner, a Jewish-Hungarian journalist, negotiated a deal with Nazi SS Colonel Adolf Eichmann. Kastner arranged for a train to rescue nearly 1,700 Jews from Nazi persecution. In exchange, Eichmann demanded about $1,000 per passenger. There'll be a celebration in Baltimore on Sunday of that train touching freedom. The founder and dean of the Orthodox High School Beis HaMidrash and Mesivta of Baltimore, Rabbi Zvi Dov Slanger, was a passenger on that train. He was just 10 years old. When we went to his school late yesterday, Rabbi Slanger told us about the terrible conditions when the train left Budapest, Hungary in June 1944. No seats, no real toilets. He told about the fear that the train would be sent to the Auschwitz death camp and the terrifying hours when they thought a shower would turn out to be a gas chamber. You can hear those memories on our website. Then I asked Rabbi Slanger about arriving at the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp in Germany 3 weeks after they left Hungary.
They brought us to a place, home houses with rooms, long houses, and they put us in about 100 people in a room, three tiers of beds, three, 12 people in one, and then the next one, and the next one, and was no, as I remember, was no mattresses, only straw was on the bed, and then we started our days in Bergen-Belsen. In the beginning, we had food, because it took us with us food. We are not hungry, but after a week or two, it started the hunger, and the hunger was terrible.
And that lasted for months?
For months. It was terrible. I can tell that what I remember as children, we were afraid to go to sleep, because we knew that we're going to be dreaming, that you have some food to put in your mouth, and you wake up the moment when
food, and there's nothing.
Nothing. The hunger was terrible. It's the whole day you think about food. And the other thing that was terrible was the appel. Appel is a German word for counting the people. When they had to count the people, you have to get out to line up 5, 5, and 5, 5 and stay like that when the German come, and they never had the correct number. And if we have to stay there for hours, if we in the summer and hours in the winter, and people were very weak, it was a terrible episode every day.
On WYPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass, speaking with Rabbi Zvi Dov Slanger, who's celebrating 70 years since escaping Nazi-controlled Hungary. He is dean of the Orthodox school Beis HaMidrash and Mesivta of Baltimore. So the train arrived in Switzerland 70 years ago this month. You were 10 years old. Do you remember how you felt when you got to freedom?
We had to wait hours on the platform, an open platform. There was negotiation with the Jewish Rescue Committee. They had to work out with the SS officers. We waited hours, and we did not know if we were going back to Auschwitz or we are going to Switzerland. And after a few hours, the deal was done, and we entered the Swiss train. That was the first time that we felt the air is warmed. It was for us like to be in paradise. We did not know what does it mean to be a heated place. And we were settling down, was normal chairs, normal seats. And the conductor came in. And the moment that he came in, everyone jumped up straight. If not, the Nazi can beat you up. So he was taken back. What happened here? Everyone is jumping. Someone explained to him. But it happened many times on the trip. It was not a long trip to St. Gallen, not a long trip. And a few times he came in, but the second time he was not afraid anymore. But we also, after that, we left. We was laughing that we were doing it, but it was mechanical. And then we came to place where soldiers used to live, and there were a few days there, and they were careful how to feed us, not to feed us too heavily, small, get used to the food, because thousands of people died because they ate normal food.
Your family moved to Palestine the following year, in 1945, 3 years before the State of Israel was created. You came to the United States almost 50 years ago in 1965, and it was very important to you to establish a school. Why was that such a clear goal?
It was not, that time it was not my so clear by me that they want to establish a school. First, they had to learn the language. I did not know English at all. I was in different places, and the last 26 years before I established, I was in Baltimore, in near Israel Rabbinical College. I was teaching there. And then I felt that I want to have the education similar, very similar to what I got in Israel. And I felt that it's more close to what I so in Israel and what was in Europe. In Israel was exactly like in Europe.
Did you feel there was some special obligation that you had as someone who had come so close to being stopped by the Nazis?
I think so.
Why?
Listen, if God saved you, we had to do something for that. And I felt that was he wanted for me.
So tell us about the school. How is it doing?
School is growing. Now we have 135 students, hundreds in high school, 35 in the college level. And it's growing very fast. Now it's growing very fast.
What will be the message of the gala celebration on Sunday?
To recognize that the Creator saved us, and we are obligated to follow what He wants from us.
I really am grateful to you for talking to us.
Thank you.
Rabbi Slanger is founder of the Beis HaMadrash and Mezifta of Baltimore on Old Pimlico Road in Baltimore. His high school and rabbinical college is holding a gala of gratitude Sunday evening to mark the 70th anniversary of Rabbi Slanger's arrival in Switzerland. At our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, we have links to more information and how you can register if you'd like to attend Sunday's celebration. Or you can call 410-486-0006, 410-486-0006. Our thanks to Payam Agagasam, who produced this segment. I'm Sheila Cast. Glad you're with us today on 88.1. Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy.
We have production help from
Connor Graham,
Payam Agagasam,
and Elizabeth Sherwood.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. On the web at ZEKESCoffee.com.
Sunday is December 14th. On that date in 1799, our first president, George Washington, died. I'm Sheila Cast. We're back Monday and hope you'll be with us.